This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hold on to your pumpkin spice lattes, everybody. It is time for holiday shopping season stories. Yes, I do know it's only September. I don't get to decide these things no matter what I think. But the fact is, retailers actually have no time to spare because online sales are expected to be up double digits in the fourth quarter. So the competition for seasonal retail workers is going to be intense this year. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports.
The most wonderful time of the year is a frantic time for retailers and delivery companies. They need more of just about everybody, says Jim Link with the staffing firm Randstad.
Warehouse drivers, transportation individuals, logistics professionals, and then all the technical experts.
Some distribution and fulfillment centers that handle online orders may even quadruple their workforce. Larry Feinstein is CEO of the staffing agency Hire Dynamics. He says most weeks his company places about 4,000 people in jobs. During the holiday season, it's closer to 6,000.
My biggest worry is can we fill all the orders? Can we get the right talent for the demand that's out there?
The right talent, and often the most difficult to get, are workers with technical skills, like forklift drivers or people with experience in IT.
In this world where technology has taken over, you know, a warm body is not going to cut it.
With the boom in online shopping, Feinstein is also looking for workers to staff call centers. But the labor market is tight. The unemployment rate is at 5%. So Feinstein is broadening his search, recruiting at high schools, technical colleges, fairs, and not the job kind.
Yeah, so we'll come to a fall festival and we'll get creative and give out popcorn and hot dogs. We'll let them know we're looking to hire people.
In cities like Memphis or Louisville, where delivery companies have major hubs, competition for workers is fierce, and that means money.
If I were a laborer, one of the major things I'd be looking at is who's going to pay me the most.
John Haber is with the supply chain consulting firm Spend Management Experts. He says in some markets, wages could go up by about 20%. And that's not the only thing that'll cost employers. There's training for customer service people, retail clerks, and drivers, which can take up to a month.
That's the face to the customer, and that's their brand. And so those people need to have training and be buttoned up.
Especially now, says retail consultant Steve Goldberg.
The delivery promise has been shortened. And as we've seen, shortened almost to same-day promises.
And companies that don't keep their promises during the holidays, they may not keep their customers either. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.